Good to have you with us. So Michael Jenkins, she is Chelsea Messenger. Coming up, the hot seat starting to warm up for Hugh Freeze. We will preview tonight's college football slate, including Auburn and Baylor in Waco. I saw this story. I'm still laughing about it. So 2 or 3 days ago, the University of Colorado released a statement because, of course, one of the great traditions about college football is the mascots, right? And Ralphie, we know Ralphie runs out every game before every Colorado game. Ralphie will not be running this year. Will not be running this year at all. Because Ralphie the Sixth, nicknamed Ember, is retiring after 4 years because of what the university says is, quote, an indifference to running. She doesn't want to run any longer. She will now transition to being a companion buffalo with Ralphie the Fifth on the same ranch because, quote, relaxing strolls on the pasture are her favorite hobby. So she just got tired of running, and they're like, well, now we have to train a new Ralphie because Ralphie the Sixth is done with it. She's over it. And you know what? I get it. I quit running years ago. I was like, I've run for a long time, and now I'm done. And she did the same. So no Ralphie this year.
Somewhere, I wonder if Albert Hainsworth is, like, looking at the TV and pointing, like, see, when she does it, it's fine. But when I do it at NFL training camps, it's a problem. But, yeah, like, I think we all can relate to this, even though this is not the story I thought you were going to bring up. Because you said you had, like, an interesting story about Colorado. Mm-hmm. Did you see the interview with Coach Prime saying that the student section always reeks of weed during the second quarter?
I did.
Does this shock anyone? No. But can you imagine trying to play football and, like, you're getting, like, secondhand high?
That's awesome, like, actually.
I have a sudden need to listen to some Dave Matthews Band and chill. Maybe have some Cheetos.
I'm seeing the field in a way I've never seen it before. I got it all figured out, man. I wonder what we're having at halftime. I hope there's snacks. Yeah. You know, so every now and then you'll hear about an athlete playing high, especially in the NBA, right? And they'll be like, yeah, I played high for a long time. I mean, it affects people in different ways. So sometimes you just kind of zone out, and then sometimes you get in the zone.
Yeah, Ricky Williams would have killed to play at Colorado, right?
Oh, my God.
Ricky Williams was the one at Texas, right? That
smoked a bunch of bud at Texas. No doubt about it. I was telling the story this week on the pod. I'll tell it again real quick before we get to Colorado preview of the game. But one of my craziest interviews ever was with Ricky Williams. Mm-hmm. You know? Have I told you this story before? Where he was...
You have, but it's been a while and it's funny. So go ahead.
Anyway, his senior season, Ricky barely practiced. Like, you talk about putting someone in bubble wrap. Like, Texas would work out and Ricky would just be sitting cross-legged, like, watching the team. They knew he was their ticket. So I was doing a story on Ricky's mom, Sandy, because Ricky came from San Diego, and Sandy had moved to Austin, and she was supporting Ricky during his Heisman campaign. This is before his senior year, and she was also helping freshmen move into the dorms. So this is an easy story, right? You're talking about someone's mom. Mm-hmm. So we get this one-on-one with Ricky, which, of course, is a big deal for me. I'm a kid reporter. He's standing there with the sports information director, and he's sitting cross-legged next to me, even though he has been working out, and I have to wait for him. And he's sighing the entire time. He's going, I'm like, okay, this is really weird. I'm holding the microphone, just waiting. He's looking around. I'm like, oh, my God. Okay, so he finally stands up. And these are softball questions. Softball questions. Like, so, Ricky, this is pretty cool, right? You know, you're getting ready for your Heisman Trophy season. Everyone expects you to win it, and your mom's here for support, and she's helping freshmen move into the dorms, which is a big deal because you were a freshman once, and it's nice that she's helping these guys. She's like, I guess. Okay. And so I'm like, okay, then not the answer. This is your mom. So I was like, yeah, and also, this is a big season for you. I said, so how cool is it to have mom here with all this attention and all the expectation that you can kind of lean on mom if you want? He goes, I mean, it's easier for her. She's here. Okay. So finally, I'm like, I don't know. So I'm just like, I'm dying. And I say something like, I was like, but just, I would imagine that it, you know, having a family, I know you're just like rephrasing the question, right? I would imagine having a family member here, she's helping your teammates, she's supporting you. This really has to be sort of a special season that's in store. And there's a pause, and he finally goes, and he flips his dreads back. He goes, I'm not going to lie, I don't care. And as soon as he said that, the sports information director, who always supported the players, was like, Ricky, it's your mother. It's your mother. And that story never made it on air because we didn't have a story. It was Ricky saying, it's easy for her, and then I don't care. So that was something.
Oh, my goodness. This is how teenage to, like, you know, 18 to 22-year-olds used to act. But now I feel like there is so much media training and so much, like, social media where, like, kids are always on camera and, like, they kind of know what's up that you don't see this anymore. But, like, I remember interviewing, like, high school football players, and it's just, like, pulling teeth to get them to answer in a full sentence that has, like, at least decent grammar. Like, I don't know if you've seen some of the Jameis Winston quotes from his earlier days. Like, it was like that, but not funny. So it was just like, do I really want to put this on local TV when this kid just does not have a grasp on the English language and it's three words? Like, I almost feel bad.
And also, in those, as you know, in a smaller town, and Austin has grown exponentially since then, but when it's the only game in town in particular, you have to be careful in that relationship with the university, too. They can freeze you out.
Yes.
You know, you have to be careful what you air. It's kind of a whole thing you have to navigate. So I'll never forget that. And I thought, well, there we go. No story.
It's crazy. So Ricky Williams was at the Super Bowl this year. He, like, flew in from, I think he lives in, like, New Zealand or Australia, where he literally just smokes pot the entire time. But he sat down with us at we had, like, a little table. He was, like, the nicest dude ever.
Totally. He is, like, he's a very nice guy.
He's gotten so much better at, like, which I guess would make sense. This was a long time ago. But he was, like, one of my favorite people that we sat down with. Outside of the fact that he was very high. Like, very, very high.
I totally believe it. Like, he's actually grown into, he's a really good analyst, actually. Does some Texas analysis, and yes, he's always high, has his own strands of weed, but that's, we always say, hey, you're dealing with kids, and I was dealing with a kid, you know?
Right, and I think we need to lower our expectations sometimes. Like, when somebody has, like, a bad age, you're like, well, you know, talk to the neighborhood kid who's 18. What do you think you're going to get? So, it's a great point.
So, we were talking about Ralphie. And tonight, we get Georgia Tech at Colorado, the new era for the Buffs, without Shador, without Travis Hunter. Georgia Tech is a short favorite, laying 5.5. Georgia Tech is minus 190 on the money line. Colorado is plus 155. The total is 51.5. And I think we both really like the Yellow Jackets here.
Yeah, absolutely. We were talking about trusting teams that have returning production. Georgia Tech has returns the third most production in the ACC, including at major skill positions like your quarterback, Haynes King, a lot of people are high on. You have Jamal Haynes returning at running back. And I think from a betting standpoint, a lot of people have known the name Brent Key, the head coach of Georgia Tech. He's been one of the best coaches to bet on as an underdog, but I know that's not the spot in this game. But I think my point being is he is big in these big-time games. Like, you saw it last year against Georgia, took the Bulldogs to 8 overtimes. I know they eventually lost that game, but still. If you remember last year as well, they started in the Aer Lingus, the game in Ireland, with a big win over Florida State. We know Florida State's not good anymore, but still, I think my point being is that I trust Brent Key in these big games. I think he has the better cover to work with here. No Shedeur Sanders. No Travis Hunter. I do think the cupboard is not bare for Colorado. I just think Georgia Tech has been great in these big games, and I trust their returning starters more.
Yeah, I do too. I just think that Georgia Tech has a huge advantage in the trenches. That's what Brent Key does, right? He builds these physical football teams. They have the advantage at quarterback with Haynes King, who is really fun to watch. And when he was at Texas A&M, he was not great. And I thought, I don't know if this kid's going to work out because he was very highly recruited. He's been excellent in Atlanta for the Jackets. And Colorado, even with Shedeur and Travis, they weren't good at protecting the quarterback. So they have Kadon Salter at quarterback now after spending 3 years at Liberty. And he's certainly a talented player. There's no question about that. But will he get the protection he needs against Georgia Tech? I don't think that's going to happen. And Colorado is just due for a down year. The numbers tell you that. And even at their best last year, I mean, you know, they were 9-4, lost in the Alamo Bowl. So they got a lot of attention, and it was a fine season. But this is going to be a step back, and Georgia Tech is really good. Remember, they took Georgia last year to 8 overtimes. They gave the Bulldogs all they wanted. So I'm laying the 4.5 with the Yellow Jackets tonight.
Yeah, same. I feel pretty strongly about this one, and this is one where it feels almost like a consensus. I haven't seen anybody arguing the case for Colorado, which when everybody's on one side, that makes me a little bit more nervous, but I do like Georgia Tech.
How about Auburn-Baylor? I think this number has moved maybe just a little bit. So right now, Auburn laying 2. Auburn is minus 135. Baylor is plus 110. Total is 58 and a hook. I like Baylor on the money line here. Like, I think the Bears are undervalued. And Dave Aranda hosting Hugh Freeze in Waco. And Hugh Freeze needs to prove it because he's 11-14 over 2 years, went 5-7 last season. So they have Jackson Arnold at quarterback coming in from Oklahoma, and they added some receivers in the portal to go along with Cam Coleman. But when we talked about experience earlier in the show, where experience matters, Baylor has Sawyer Robinson back. They have 14 starters returning. I think the Baylors went outright.
Yeah, this is the beat writer special, because I don't know if you've been hearing about the quotes coming out of Hugh Freeze's mouth. You should not be trusting any team that is threatening to play 3 quarterbacks with your money. Like, when has this ever worked out? Like, Hugh Freeze's like, yeah, you're probably going to see all 3 of our quarterbacks, and we don't really trust our quarterbacks, so we're going to try to script all of the plays in the first half for him. Like,
oh,
what?
That sounds...
So, like, that's the favorite in this game. You want to put your money on Hugh Freeze's team when he says that about him? No, thank you, please.
God, not at all. That is a... When you have... You know what they say? When you have 2 quarterbacks, you have no quarterbacks. I don't know what the saying is when you have 3. Maybe it's you're about to get fired. I don't know, but I hate that strategy. So both on Baylor as well. Mm. Coming up, more college football. Biggest games of the weekend on tap, including the Longhorns marching into the Shoe. That is next on the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network.